A landmark in ecumenical dialogue took place earlier this month as leaders of the Mennonite World Conference made an unprecedented visit here to the Vatican. Representatives of the organization, which grew out of the Anabaptist tradition of the Reformation, did accept Pope John Paul's invitation to the interfaith gatherings in Assisi in 1986 and 2002. But this was the first time a delegation came to hold talks with the Vatican's Council for Promoting Christian Unity. In a meeting with the group on October the 19th, Pope Benedict noted that after centuries of isolation, Catholics and Mennonites have begun to dialogue together, reflecting the ecumenical spirit which has been growing since the Second Vatican Council.
Since it is Christ himself who calls us to seek Christian unity, it is entirely right and fitting that Mennonites and Catholics have entered into dialogue in order to understand the reasons for the conflict that arose between us in the 16th century. To understand is to take the first step towards healing. I know that the report of that dialogue, published in 2003 and currently being studied in several countries, has placed special emphasis on healing of memories. Mennonites are well known for their strong Christian witness to peace in the name of the gospel. And here, despite centuries of division, the dialogue report called together to be peacemakers has shown that we hold many convictions in common. We both emphasize that our work for peace is rooted in Jesus Christ, who is our peace, who has made us both one, making peace that he might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross. We both understand that reconciliation, nonviolence, and active peacemaking belong to the heart of the gospel. Our continuing search for the unity of the Lord's disciples is of the utmost importance. Our witness will remain impaired as long as the world sees our divisions. Above all, what impels us to seek Christian unity is our Lord's prayer to the Father that they may all be one, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. It is my hope that your visit will be another step towards mutual understanding and reconciliation.
Pope Benedict speaking there to leaders of the Mennonite World Conference, which represents 96 member churches in more than 50 countries around the world. To find out a little more about the Mennonite tradition and the ongoing dialogue with the Catholic Church, my colleague Emma McCarthy spoke with the General Secretary of the World Conference, Larry Miller, and with the head of their American branch, Nancy Heisey.
Mennonite World Conference is a communion of churches made up of 96 member bodies in 51 countries around the world. And as churches, we come from a tradition that began in the 16th century in what was called at that time the Reformation. Our group is known as part of the Radical Reformation. And fundamental to our identity has been the decision that people make a faith choice to be part of the church as adults, so adult baptism has been central to that identity. And out of that tradition, over a period of centuries and through a missionary effort, the church has become a worldwide community. And so Mennonite World Conference is the body that brings together people who are descendants of that movement.
Catholic Mennonite dialogue, however, has been ongoing also for some time now, since 1998, if I'm not incorrect. And Dr. Miller, this dialogue, or the first phase of this dialogue, culminated in 2003 with a very important document which Pope Benedict XVI also quoted or referred to during his meeting with you on Friday, October 19th. The document was entitled, Called Together to be Peacemakers. Could you tell us a little bit more about the journey of this Catholic Mennonite dialogue, where and why it started?
The dialogue, as you said, started, the official dialogue started in 1998, but this took place after informal and friendly conversations between representatives of the Catholic Church and representatives of the Mennonite churches. These were the first conversations we have had with each other in any sort of direct official way since the 16th century when we went separate directions. And when, as Dr. Heise said, we began a tradition of Mennonite Christianity. One of the points of origin for the Mennonite Church was not only adult baptism, but what one calls today pacifism or nonviolence. It was a conviction in our foundational documents from the beginning. When we began conversations together, the Catholic Church and Mennonite Church, in the mid-90s, informal conversations, we thought that this was one point that we should explore more fully with one another, since we both believe that peacemaking is rooted in the gospel of Jesus Christ. There are a variety of forms of pacifism. We hold in common the conviction that our understanding of peacemaking and overcoming violence is rooted in the gospel of Jesus Christ. So this was a center point in our discussions when we began in 1998. We also wanted to deal with the fact that we've lived separately and have held prejudices on both sides for five centuries, and we wanted to work to overcome that history. And so we referred to our conversations as Towards a Healing of Memories. The conversation itself and the subject of it was centered on making peace with each other and being called together to be peacemakers in the world in which we live together.
And from this first very important step, we are now looking at perhaps at a new phase in this Catholic Mennonite dialogue. You have been meeting with various Vatican offices this week, among them the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, and perhaps most importantly, the Vatican's Council for the Promotion of Christian Unity. How far are we along this road towards greater understanding between Catholic and Mennonites, Dr. Heise?
The dialogue that we've experienced over 5 years, I think, was very significant, and in fact, probably historically significant for us, because it represented not only our willingness to open ourselves to learning together the common Christian heritage that we share, but also the fact that it represented a sense of the acknowledgement on the part of Roman Catholics of our identity as churches. And that has been very important for our member churches. The question of how we are church and what it means to become part of the church has continued to be an area of interest and a common desire for exploration. And so during our time here, we've been exploring as a delegation some of the questions surrounding what the nature of the church is. And I think we would be very interested in ongoing conversations in the next stages of our dialogue with Catholics on questions related to the identity of the church. So from our perspective, this has been a wonderful opportunity for us to become more familiar with the structures of the Catholic Church, and also for us to explore among ourselves how we want to pursue the dialogue from here on.
Returning to points that we have in common, returning to the points that Pope Benedict XVI himself highlighted in his speech to you, he very much commended what he described as the outstanding witness of the Mennonite World Conference and the Mennonite Church in being peace builders in society. Taking a brief look at your website, where you outline projects that the Mennonite World Conference promotes and supports throughout the world, we see countries as far afield as Indonesia, Vietnam, Africa. Can you just explain to our listeners and our viewers about these projects that you support? How, in a concrete way, do Mennonite Christians witness peace in their own communities and in the world in general?
I think in the Mennonite churches, as in the Catholic Church, peacemaking is first of all a local or national initiative and practice. What the Mennonite World Conference tries to do is encourage that, support that, offer some insights as to how that might take place. But it happens very much locally and nationally through our member churches, through organizations, agencies, and Mennonite NGOs. For example, in Colombia, which is a country that, as you well know, is not the most peaceful country in the world, where there's considerable problems with violence, the Mennonite churches in Colombia have taken as a central part of their mission to engage in both developing the church and helping to develop nonviolent approaches to overcoming the violence in the Colombian society. This has resulted in a number of what a Christian might call martyrdom in the country, not only of Mennonites, but there are Catholics and others as well. So through a variety of means, Colombia has become an important place where Mennonites, and increasingly together with Catholics, work at overcoming violence through nonviolent means of peacemaking. I was in Colombia in August for a joint gathering of the Episcopal Conference, the Catholic Churches of the Catholic Church of Colombia, and the Mennonite churches, where the primary concern that emerged was how can they together, Catholics and Mennonites in Colombia, speak to the situation of violence, work together in the situation of violence, out of their common convictions that peace is at the core of the gospel and comes from Jesus Christ.
This is perhaps also the subject of another very interesting meeting scheduled for this week, which you were speaking to me about earlier, which is this decade of nonviolence that is being promoted also by the Centro Pro Unione here in Rome. Why does the Mennonite feel that this is an important initiative to support, perhaps, Dr. Heise?
The decade to overcome violence, which is going to be part of the conversation later this week, is actually an initiative of the World Council of Churches. It came out of conversations at their assembly 8 or 9 years ago, and was promoted by a Mennonite theologian from Germany who is a member of the Central Committee of the World Council of Churches. And so that initiative on the part of the World Council of Churches has been of great interest to us as Mennonites. It represents the broader Christian family thinking about how we are peacemakers as Christians. And so this meeting is an opportunity now for us to bring the fruits of the first stage of Mennonite Catholic dialogue into conversation with World Council of Churches. It's a way of trying to gather insights from the broader community of Christians and to look together at ways in which our dialogue might help to shape and give some substance to the statement that might come out of the decade to overcome violence of the World Council of Churches.
This, if I may, this consultation is in some sense the first concrete step coming out of our dialogue entitled Called Together to be Peacemakers. Now at the initiative of Monsignor Redano, the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity, who suggested this, we are going to see if together Catholics and Mennonites can speak a common word on peacemaking into the worldwide process towards a convocation for peace in the year 2011 convened by the World Council of Churches.
Mennonite World Conference Secretary General Larry Miller and American President Nancy Heise talking to my colleague Ema McCarthy.